With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance is heading to Islamabad, Pakistan, along with negotiator Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner for talks with Iranian officials about ending the war. Speaking with reporters, Vice President Vance says he thinks talks with Iran will be positive.
As the President of the United States said, if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith, we're certainly willing to extend the open hand. If they're going to try to play us, then they're going to find that the negotiating team is not that receptive.
President Trump complained that Iran was doing a very poor job by not allowing the free flow of ships through the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of the world's traded oil once passed. Former Vice President Kamala Harris is thinking about running for the presidency in 2028. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
Appearing at the National Action Network's annual convention, Harris said she might consider another presidential bid. Asked directly by the Reverend Al Sharpton, she said, "I am thinking about it." Harris received a standing ovation. However, some in her party are looking to a new generation of Democratic leaders. More than a half dozen potential candidates appeared at Sharpton's event this week, hoping to make inroads among black voters and jockeying for position in what promises to be a crowded 2028 field. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Their dramatic grand finale fast approaching. Artemis II's astronauts aimed for a splashdown in the Pacific on Friday to close out humanity's first voyage to the moon in more than a half century. All eyes are on the capsule's life-protecting heat shield that has to withstand thousands of degrees during re-entry. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 289 points. This is SRN News. Britain's churches are being targeted.
The Countryside Alliance reports there were nearly 4,000 crimes committed against houses of worship in the United Kingdom last year, amounting to an average of 10 per day. Burglary, vandalism, arson, and assault made up the bulk of the crimes, as reported to authorities in England. London was the worst-hit area. The Countryside Alliance says, quote, "We cannot allow this to continue. It is vital that the public keep a watchful eye and report any issues to the police." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Center for Small Town Jewish Life at Colby College in Maine is working to keep synagogues alive in rural areas. The center began a decade ago with a goal of supporting Jewish congregations that are far from big cities and have grown to run programs for more than 60 communities in over 20 states. 1 in 8 Jewish Americans lives outside a major urban center, and the center exists to help them thrive. This is SRN News. A down day on Wall Street with negotiations to end the Iran war looming. We hear more on the day's market activities from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks drifted mostly lower on Wall Street and oil prices slipped ahead of talks planned for this weekend between the U.S. and Iran following a shaky ceasefire agreement. The S&P 500 fell 0.1% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 269 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Trading remained choppy ahead of the negotiations planned for Saturday in Pakistan. The U.S. government reported a sharp spike in inflation in March because of the biggest monthly jump in gas prices in 6 decades. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.